We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. It's been a Packers day today, but we would be doing a disservice to the Milwaukee Bucks if we didn't at least bring it up. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but the Bucks finally finished the Bledsoe deal. In case you're just waking up, Eric Bledsoe is on his way from the Suns to the Milwaukee Bucks. They gave up Greg Monroe, and in addition to that, they gave up a conditional first-round pick in that process, and also a second-round pick. And the second-round pick can go all the way to 2020. But Bledsoe, he adds another weapon into the Bucks, kind of that quest to build a contender. They put him around Giannis when healthy. I look at Bledsoe's numbers. He remained consistent in Phoenix, 18, 19 points per game, 5-6 assists, 5 rebounds, couple of steals, averaged about 35 minutes, 33.5 to 35 minutes a game. And he can make the offense, or he can even play off the ball or something to that extent if Brogdon or Adenokunpo or somebody wants to, bring up the ball with a point. Obviously, with Thon Maker and Chris Middleton and Jabari Parker coming back and Tony Snell, the Bucks can at least imagine right now with some scoring a title, if you want to consider it in the post-Golden State Warriors era. If for as long as Warriors are around, and then obviously LeBron, you're going to struggle. But at least now they've added a weapon to the arsenal that gives them more scoring opportunities, and this is what they needed. So they're waiting for the medicals to come back, but nevertheless, Eric Bledsoe, it looks to be a Milwaukee Buck, and they gave up Greg Monroe. They're going to miss Greg Monroe coming off the bench. There's no doubt about it. But you've now got a guy that you can make a distributor. You can make him a scorer. He doesn't mind crashing the boards. I mean, there's a lot of positives as to whether or not he's going to remain healthy and whether or not he's going to remain content. Those are two things that are yet to be seen. But for all intents and purposes, it's a pretty good deal for the Milwaukee Bucks. I like the deal for the Bucks. We're going to talk more about that coming up tomorrow. Paul Emick, our Green and Gold analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you been?
Bill, been okay. How have you been?
Doing well. And I guess my first question becomes, after watching that game last night, give me your thoughts about how this team may or may not progress.
Yeah, I think this reaches a point of concerning. I thought when Hundley came in and the Packers fell apart in the game in which Rodgers got hurt, I thought it was, in a way, it was excusable. It was one of those quote-unquote traumatic moments that a team has to realize, like, how hurt is our quarterback? Are we even any good without this guy? Okay, fine. Then you have a week to practice with Brett Hundley. You have a week for the defense to pretty much have to decide that it's going to take that defense, to win it some games now, because Aaron Rodgers for so long has been the guy that's been the driving force behind so many of these teams' wins. And then, the Saints come into Lambeau Field and make it look pretty easy. Then you fast forward and say there's a bye week. This is a chance for some self-scout, some analysis from the defensive coaches to talk to the offensive coaches, and vice versa. You have the Lions coming into town on a Monday night, so not only did you have the bye, you had an extra 24-plus hours to game plan for that game. And for as bad in every facet as the Packers looked last night, it would be ridiculous for anybody to say, here's an excuse. There aren't any excuses. The Packers came out after a bye with plenty of time to prep, and they looked unprepared. They looked completely inferior to the Detroit Lions. Some of that has to do, of course, obviously, with the absence of Aaron Rodgers, but the defense not being able to get off the field, the defense having its continued struggles on third down, the offense doesn't look good at all. McCarthy still, you know, is standing behind Brett Hundley. Brett Hundley is, you know, I might actually agree in a way that Brett Hundley's not the main problem, not the main issue right now, as Mike McCarthy said. But they're not evolving as an offense under Brett Hundley. It's a little bit, you know, you see a thing here, a thing there. You come out with a read option in the third play of the game. Like, there's small signs that Mike McCarthy is adjusting. But I think this is at a point now where this is way under expectation. This is for anybody to still to give credit and say that this team can be really good, they would be doing that on blind faith, because everything the Packers have shown in the past, 11 quarters since the absence of Aaron Rodgers, just about every facet of this team has been bad during that entire time.
Talking with Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst. As a matter of fact, Paul is brought to you by the local sprinkler fitters, I should say, and protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. Check him out on the web at sprinklerfitters183.org. That's sprinklerfitters183.org. Should Dom Capers be on the hot seat?
Yeah. I think this reaches a point now where sometimes change has to be made for the sake of change. You look at the game last night, and it just seemed like every time Dom Capers had something drawn up, Jim Bob Cooter, you know, the Lions offensive coordinator, was three giant leaps ahead of that chess piece move. And at a certain point, you know, yes, like when you're paying Clay Matthews and Nick Perry a combined $27 million a year, added another $10 million from Mike Daniels up front, and you can't generate pass rush, and you have to start getting cute and fancy with your blitz packages to try to get pressure because your basic four-man rushes are completely useless, then you have to start doing other things, and that leads to Dom Capers opening himself up and the defense opening itself up to problems down the field and to problems on some of these situations like third down. So it doesn't completely fall on Dom Capers, but because you can't just all of a sudden trade or cut, you know, Nick Perry and Clay Matthews and replace them with different guys to see if that works, you can't. That's not the spark you can reasonably give yourself, right? And also sometimes then it's like, okay, then what else can be done? And maybe it's just someone new to kind of step in and do that. I mean, look at the change. In fact, on the reference of Jim Bob Cooter and the Lions, remember when he stepped in as offensive coordinator, season and a half back, right away, midway through the point of the year, right about week 9 where we are now, and all of a sudden Matthew Stafford went from being a good quarterback to having the best football of his career. Was that because Matthew Stafford all of a sudden just got that much better, or because it was a new voice and a new scheme and a new stuff to try? I think it's the latter. You know, Bill, you and I have kind of stood behind Dom Capers a lot more than most people throughout the years, but I think it's at a point now where if things don't get turned around in a hurry, in a major way, maybe it's just a change for change's sake. Not saying he would be deserved or not deserved, but, you know, I know there are people who, like, you know, what percent of Packers fans would want to see a change of defensive coordinator? Like 95%+, it would seem. Mm-hmm. And I think at a certain point now you get to it and you say, yeah, maybe it's just time to try something else, because what's happening right now is clearly, clearly not working.
It, offensively speaking, we know that it's going to be a work in progress for Brett Hundley to get this team moving up and down the field. And at times he seemed to have some spark, he seemed to have some plays, but for Mike McCarthy to say, well, it's not Brett Hundley, our problem's not Brett Hundley, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, obviously Brett Hundley's not Aaron Rodgers, so that's part of it. But I agree with you. There's a lot of different just failures, and it starts with the inability to get off the field on third down and fortify it. Now, I know defensively people are saying, or the players are probably saying, wait a minute, the offense didn't do a lot to support us. I agree with that. But you got to be able to get off the field on third down. And in addition to that, you have to be a team that, you know, if you're not going to win offensively, you got to win via the defense. And it's like, people's mentality is, well, the defense is really just to kind of be an accent piece to the offense. And when it comes time to win a game defensively, that's not what they're supposed to do. So therefore, they don't have to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's the problem, is this whole thing is cyclical. This whole thing feeds into itself, and that there's no question. I don't think, you know, these are human beings on both sides of the ball. There's no question in my mind that a lot of times you can get comfortable when Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. I think you can get comfortable as a coach that this guy can lead you into improbable situations and back into wins, even though the defense was bad or the play calling was bad or whatever else could have been bad, because you have this giant asterisk, this guy who completely changes everything. And I think if anything, you know, when Aaron Rodgers misses games like this, you know, and you start to think back of, like, who deserves credit and who deserves blame, or who deserves, you know, who's the main reason for this Packers run over the past 7-8 years, and it just makes it more and more obvious by the game that this is the Aaron Rodgers team that makes a lot of other people look a lot better than what they probably are. And yeah, I mean, Brett Hundley is, you know, he shows a sign of life here and there, but it's when you step down from Aaron Rodgers to any backup quarterback, like let's say Hoyer had come in, you know, or Kaepernick had come in, or Tony Romo had come out of the broadcast booth to save this team or whatever might have happened a few weeks ago when Mike McCarthy was being asked about it, I don't think it would make that big of a difference because those guys would have to learn time in the system. That would take a really good amount of time, I think, for any quarterback to come from out of this team, from not within the system, learn Mike McCarthy's offense, for Mike McCarthy to learn what that quarterback does best. And then it's an indictment then of, well, wait, you know, Mike McCarthy said continue. I've invested 3 years in Brett Hundley. I know Brett Hundley. I believe in Brett Hundley. Brett Hundley's not our problem. And I think it's okay that he stands behind his quarterback publicly. But then there has to be a next step to that. There has to be an evolution to, okay, then, like, let this guy go. And I don't want to say let him loose because there were more things last night that I think suggested there were some downfield opportunities. Mike McCarthy did get asked after the game about, you know, was it the game plan or was this Huntley? Why were all the passes last night, especially in the first half, 5 yards or shorter in the air, right? Is that whose decision right. is that? Who is that coming down to? And, of course, they have to share that, but I think that's Huntley being a bit too happy-feeted. Is that the correct way to – happy-footed, happy-feet mm-hmm. in the pocket and wanting to bail too quickly, but it's also on play design and not playing to the quarterback's strength. So the whole thing – and then and then you can even mention the defense, who I think has become used to having Aaron Rodgers lead his team to victory. It's this giant carousel of issues right now that one thing isn't fixing the other things. The defense can't get off the field, which doesn't allow Hundley more time, which doesn't allow the running game to get going. And there's no one point of this team. And then you get in field goal range for a short field goal, and your new snapper can't make a good snap. You know, if one thing's not going wrong, something else is. And right now, really, all three phases are spiraling downward fast.
When Mike McCarthy, and then I'll let you go, when Mike McCarthy finishes this season, if they are not in the postseason, or God forbid they only get a couple more wins along the way, how much responsibility should he take along the way as well?
Oh, a huge amount. Absolutely. The entire coaching staff. But that's, you know, it's Mike McCarthy's staff. It's Mike McCarthy's decision to have Dom Capers. It's Mike McCarthy's decision to, a couple years back, having retaken the play-calling duties on offense. It's Mike McCarthy, the quote-unquote quarterback guru who has had Brett Hundley in the system for 3 years. This is his team. And it's not like he inherited this team and he's having to figure out this team. This has been Mike McCarthy's team for a decade. This has been the way he's wanted to groom the quarterback room and have a young guy in. And I think we even saw like some glimpses into the front office last week with the reports that Ted Thompson reached out to Hoyer. And what does that say? And, you know, why is there a bit of a disconnect there? So, yes, this is Mike McCarthy's team that, you know, he doesn't have full personnel decision or anything like that. That's the Ted Thompson aspect. But it ultimately comes down to how much do you believe that there's been failures in player acquisition? How much do you think that the talent out there should be performing better? I believe, Bill, that the talent is one of the better groups of overall talent I think this team has had in the past 2, 3, maybe even 4 years. They have the guys. It's just that all of these pieces, and I'm not saying they're not lacking in certain spots, they are, but the sum of these parts, I think, is among the better that they've had since maybe 2011 when they were 15-1. It's a good group of talented players, better than I think they've had in the past couple of years, and it's not all coming together. Who is that fall on when a group of pretty good players starts looking like a team that without Aaron Rodgers could legitimately go 0-for the year? That's on the head coach. That's on the coaching staff as a whole. And, you know, it's been a rough 11 quarters since Aaron Rodgers fell on that right collarbone. That is for sure.
Paul, good stuff. We'll chat again later in the week, okay?
All right, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Paul Lemig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes as we continue to break down the Green Bay Packers who lose last night. And it has not been a good couple of weeks for the Packers. Good 3 weeks for the Packers, as a matter of fact. And coming up next, we're going to talk with Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. And get his take on it, sitting next to me last night, what he saw out of Brett Hundley, how much better, how much worse, how much stagnant there was. We're going to get into that discussion. This portion of the program brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have that location in Green Bay, Milwaukee, down in Chicago. Low-T treatments, they work. I went through it. You can, too. Better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, more energy. You sleep better at night, feel rested and more refreshed during the day. And then the holidays are here. Man, you don't want to be putting on a ton of weight. As a matter of fact, you want to take some of that weight off if you have to. Call them, because the all-in-one weight loss program really does jumpstart your health and fitness program. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.